Disgraced cycling superstar Lance Armstrong stripped of his medals and out of millions of dollars in endorsements for years of alleged doping.
Before disgraced cycling great Lance Armstrong disappears completely down whatever hellhole is reserved for sanctimonious former Kate Hudson boyfriends, I'd like to say a few words in defense of Lance and what he did. The seven-time Tour de France winner might have overcome testicular cancer, being named Lance, and a regrettable cameo in Dodgeball, a true underdog story, but he finally ran up against the opponent that he just couldn't beat, reality. After basically everyone who has worked with him since he first started racing tricycle said that Lance doped more than Gary Busey in rehab, the International Cycling Union, which oversees these things, stripped Armstrong of his seven titles and banned him from the sport for life. Now his corporate sponsors, ranging from Nike to Oakley to Anheuser-Busch, who once stood strong behind him, are going softer than Liberace at a speculum convention. They've pulled their support of the bipedal stud. Even the International Olympic Committee is getting set to strip him of his bronze medal from the 2000 Games. Now at this rate, the only thing Lance is going to have left to wear is a garage full of yellow Livestrong bracelets. But here's the point. He was just doing what every other top cyclist has been doing forever. I mean, for heaven's sake, I'm pretty sure even the kids in those big wheel commercials were juicing. And I mean that literally, they were all hopped up on Hi-C and Hawaiian Punch. Why should he be singled out for being better at it than a bunch of Euro weenies who were still mad that an unsophisticated American, from Texas no less, was able to beat them with one testicle tied behind his back? If drugs are being used by all athletes in a given sport and there's no way to effectively get rid of them, doesn't it make more sense to legalize them? That would level the playing field far more than making winners pee in a cup the minute they cross the finish line. Instead, we banish them to pharmaceutical purgatory because we're uncomfortable with the basic human urge to take drugs to do better. Remember Rafael Palmeiro, the former baseball star who put up incredible numbers even while wearing a mustache straight out of South of the Border porn? Well, Palmeiro is just one of four players to get 3,000 hits and smack 500 home runs. But because he tested positive for the same steroids that were available to all his teammates, the only way he'll get into the Hall of Fame is by waiting tables. As it happens, Palmeiro didn't just do drugs to put more pop in his Louisville Slugger, he was also one of the first celebrity endorsers of Viagra, precisely the sort of performance-enhancing drug that just about everyone's taken more and more. Did Mrs. Palmeiro care that her husband was swinging a bigger stick because of a drug? Hell, I'm guessing she probably picked up the prescription at Rite Aid. Prozac, Ritalin, Adderall, Lipitor, coffee, the occasional snort of heroin. Humans are nothing if not drug-taking machines. And not in a Lindsay Lohan, Charlie Sheen sort of way. We take drugs to make ourselves happier, smarter, and healthier. Lance Armstrong may have been lying all those years about not taking drugs, but hate the lying, not the hormones. After all, he wasn't doing anything that any of us aren't doing every day. And thank God and Merck, Pfizer, and Glaxo for helping us to keep on keeping on like a long-haul trucker with 1,000 miles to go and just 5 hours to get there. We'll miss you, Lance, and we'll forget you too. Unless someone comes up with a new drug for that. For Reason TV, I'm Kennedy.